Before we talk with Coach Bobby Leonard prior to today's seventh and final ball game, we'd like to pass along our condolences to the family of Art Pollard, 43 years of age, the racing grandfather from Medford, Oregon, killed this morning while practicing, attempting to qualify later on at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I know all of us at WIBC are very saddened. Art played some basketball with us in our station team during the winter, and he was a fine, fine gentleman, and racing and sports in general has lost a truly great individual. Art Pollard, dead at the age of 43. Sweet Savage, by the way, holding the pole, 196.582 miles per hour. He had the best pre-qualifying speed at 197.5. About 300,000 fans in Indianapolis, and I'm sure a lot of them brought along their portable radios so they could keep track of our Pacers this afternoon as they try to nail down their third ABA championship. And out of the dressing room and Coach Bobby Leonard.
Well, Coach, it started 101 ball games ago. This is the 102nd ball game, counting regular season and playoff, and it all boils down to 48 minutes.
It seems like we're always in that position. Joe, it always has to come to an end, and this is really the big one.
Coach, do you plan any changes today? Are you going to start Roger at forward?
No, Joe, I'm not going to start Roger. I'm going to start Darnell Hillman. I'm just in a position here where for a big part of the ball game, we just we're still going to have to stay with defense. And really, we don't have anybody other than Darnell Hillman to put on Dan Issel for any length of time in a big ball game like this.
How will you use your guards today?
Well, we've made a few adjustments. They sagged us badly. We're going to open up the floor, and we're going to attempt to really take the ball to the hoop. We're going to go after the offensive end of it as well as the defensive end of it today. But we'll start out with McGinnis and Daniels and Darnell up front. We'll bring Roger in, and then in the back we'll mix our guards up. We'll see how they're going. But this is the ball game. There's no tomorrow, and the ball players realize it, and that's the way she is.
Coach, how's the ball club as far as the morale is concerned after losing the ball game the other night?
Well, you know, Joe, it's tense in these playoffs, and we were such a tense ball club. Kentucky may be a tense ball club today, and when you have a day off after a ball game like that, you tend to forget about it, and you realize you have to forget about it. I mean, you can't look back and say, well, we did this or we did that. We, Joe, just have not shot well in this series at all. And it's the one big problem we've had. We've played good defense for the series. Kentucky's played some good defense. We've out-rebounded them, but they've outshot us. And we're going to have to put the ball in the hoop.
Good luck, Coach.
Thanks, Joe.
Coach Bobby Leonard commenting on the state of affairs as we get set for the seventh and final game of the 1972-73 ABA Championship Series. Indiana and Kentucky deadlocked at 3 apiece. We'll be back with the starting lineups after this 2-minute pause on the IBC Pacer Basketball Network.